from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Huge week for the show as well. We've packaged together some of the best bits for you. I want to say, actually, just a quick shout out before the show starts. If you've got a really cool story you think that we would love and you'd love to share it with the Sunny Coast, reach out to either CFM's Instagram or Ellie or I personally on Insta. Message us and go, hey, I've got a killer story.
We've
got to know about this. Oh, yeah. We're going to want to know. We're going to vet your story before putting it on air.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got something out there, I mean, Ellie and I, we've used up all of our cool stories.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Yeah, you've used them all up. You haven't shared a good story in a long time.
Well, on today's podcast, on this week's podcast, I tell the world's best joke of all time.
Yeah,
I stand
by it.
I mean, who knows what next? You're right. I've used that up. So my jokes might go downhill from here.
You got nothing left. But if you are here for the world's best joke, stick around. It's on next. Ellie says that it's so good, it ruins all other jokes you'll ever hear again.
Correct. Yep. Be entertained. Let us know what you think.
Yep.
Hit us up. We'll speak to you again next week.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Live across the sunny coast.
My gags are always fresh and new.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hello, Sunny Coast.
Gags galore over here. Ellie Gags Chaney, she was known as back in Perth, weren't you?
Yep, that's what they called me because I...
Did you come up with that nickname yourself and you're like, hey guys, call me Gags?
Look, who knows the origins of the nickname?
Well,
does Spider-Man know his origins?
Yeah, he's literally a spider and a man. Oh. And he also comes up with his own name because he's uncool.
Okay. Well, sorry that I'm like Spider-Man then.
And uncool, and
no,
you came up with your own nickname.
I'm saving the universe with gags, the power of gags.
So an hour and a half ago, Ellie has announced on the show she will share the best gag of all time.
Yep, came up with it on the weekend in a group chat with my friends. Typed it out, sent it to the group.
Yep.
Sent a follow-up message saying, guys, I think that's the best joke I've ever made in my life. Seven people in the group.
Yeah.
Seven laugh reacts.
Oh, that is a full house.
Yeah.
That's what they call in the gag world, a full house in the comedy circuits.
You've been teasing it all show.
Yes. Well, I woke up this morning to a notification of you saying, I have the best gag of all time.
Yeah.
Sharing it on the show. We've been counting down.
Yeah.
Are we doing it now? We're doing it next.
We're not doing it now.
Good.
We're going to make you wait. Two more songs.
The best gag of all time. So good, you'll never have to laugh again, Ellie says. Her words, not mine. It is time, Sunny Coast. I woke up this morning to one notification in my phone. It was Ellie messaging our show preparation chat.
Yeah.
She says, I have come across the best gag of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge moment for the show.
It is a huge moment for the show.
Massive. So, we have been counting down for the last couple of hours till the best joke of all time. Ellie has said that it's so good, it's going to make all the other jokes seem just so low, they're not even worth laughing at.
Yeah, honestly, switch off your radio now because you may never laugh again. This might ruin all other jokes for you.
How much time are you wasting, Sunny Coast, laughing? Okay, cut all of that out. Think of the time that you'll save. No more laughs needed. Get all your laughs out for the rest of your life. With this one, the world's best gag. It's going to make every other gag just seem like nothing.
I don't get nervous on the radio much. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm nervous to deliver this.
Good. Good.
What if you don't laugh?
I'll laugh. If it's the best joke of all time, I'm laughing.
True.
You have said that it's a bit of a head scratcher.
Yeah.
And it will take a couple of seconds for the Sunny Coast pennies to drop.
Yeah.
And then we'll all
pennies
collectively.
To drop. I just want to.
Oh, yeah, pennies.
Because it sounded like you said something else.
Yeah, something else. That could have been the world's best joke. Everybody's pennies will drop at the same time. We'll then all collectively laugh and go, wow, how funny is Ellie Gags Chaney?
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. You need a bit of context for the joke.
Okay.
Okay. The context
Love
is...
Some context.
I went to brunch at my friend Vetti's house yesterday. There's a group chat organising said brunch in the days leading up. So we all got allocated things to bring. I was asked to bring freshly squeezed orange juice.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now you need that context.
Okay. Whose place are we going to?
Vetti.
Okay.
I'll now bring you into the group chat the night before the brunch. I've said, would you like the orange juice squeezed in Ruchador or on site? Right? This isn't the joke yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't laugh too much just yet.
We'll know when to laugh. It'll be very obvious, I'm sure.
My friend Amy has then replied saying, squeezed on site, so we know it's authentic. None of that plastic stuff that comes in bottles. Here it is. My response. What? You think I'm just going to go to Woolies and do a nudie run? The crowd loves it! Because nudie's a type of juice.
Yeah, it is.
It comes in bottles. Three people in this studio, you're all laughing. Best.
It's Hang on, can you do it again for maybe people that were distracted?
Okay.
What's that lead-in line?
Okay, me, would you like the orange juice squeezed in Maroochydore or on-site? On-site, so we know it's authentic. None of that plastic stuff that comes in bottles. Me. What, you think I'm just going to go to Woolies and do a nudie run?
Yeah, no, it doesn't get better either.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, a story popped out to me on news.com.au earlier today, where all the
deep
hard
dive
news breaks.
Is that the first? That's the first website, isn't it, you go to?
It's one of seven that I browse each day to just be up to date.
You go to Yahoo? Does Yahoo still exist?
No, I do not go to Yahoo, okay. Nor do I go to Ask Jeeves.
What a name. I've completely forgotten about that.
But for kids
out there, it was a digital butler that you could ask a question to and he would give you the answer. It was like Google, but it was like a person doing it.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Clippy, the clip art.
Oh,
paperclip that hung around the bottom of your Word document.
Bring him back.
Anyway, one headline stood out to me, Taz, and I asked you it in passing because we like to play a game sometimes when it's a clickbaity headline.
Mm.
Try guess what the article's about. And you said, hold on, let's do this on the show. Husband ruined wedding day with two shocking words is
two
the headline.
Two words to ruin a wedding.
Yep. So I want you to give me what you think the two words that ruined the wedding were.
Cold feet.
Incorrect.
Mum disapproves. Second thoughts?
Second thoughts, yeah, that'd probably ruin it.
I've asked AI for a couple.
Okay.
What's a prenup? Is one of them. Hot bridesmaid is another.
Oh, that'll do it.
Which is great.
That'll absolutely do it.
Don't drop that at your wedding.
That's not what we're looking for, though.
Cake poisoned. Also, AI, very dark. What do you think? Cake poisoned.
Yeah, that'd ruin it.
Yeah.
Especially if we've already consumed your cake.
Yeah.
That is not the answer of this very true story of a woman having her wedding day ruined. Would you like the answer?
Two words. I don't. No? Okay.
No, but that'd also do it.
What are the two?
All right. So the minister had said, I'd really love to check in with you guys in 10 years and make sure, you know, just see how the relationship's going, get a little relationship update.
Mm.
And the bride says, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Hopefully I fit in the same dress, ha, 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 as a joke.
Yeah, classic the groom, bride gag there.
The husband of 60 seconds chimes in after she says, hopefully I fit in the same dress with, or smaller, oh, groom, it's her wedding day. No, not a good gag. Then, guess what? Relationship didn't last the 10 years.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, the Oz Open is obviously happening down in Melbourne, and I've got a new favourite player, Tazzy.
Yeah.
His name is Tim Puetz.
Okay.
He's a German player, I want to say.
Oh, your real favourite. Big fan. Huge fan over here. You don't even know where he's from. Literally, the country's flag appears next to his name on the TV.
Yeah, but
how hot is this guy?
He's a doubles player, and so there's two flags. I've got to pick which one he is. Anyway, so I'm going with German. He was playing, oh, actually his partner's name's Schurz, which sounds German also, so who knows. He was playing yesterday in a doubles match, and what he did halfway through the match is why I like him. One of the ball kids began swaying in the corner whilst still throwing the balls back, like still doing his job,
yeah,
but swaying and passing out basically. And Tim Puetz runs, grabs him, puts an arm around him, and walks him off the court, interrupts the whole game to get him off.
Is he collapsing?
Yeah, he's like swaying on the top, but still throwing the ball. So like throw the ball and then just sway.
Like
and I
a
think
zombie.
Someone from the crowds actually yelled out to the players and said, like, the ball kid's about to pass out. Someone do something.
Yeah.
And so good old Timmy Puetz, the German, allegedly, he runs out and gets him off the court. So beautiful scenes.
Yeah,
the kid is okay, so great. But it was super hot in Melbourne yesterday, 34 degrees. So the poor ball kids.
Oh, yeah, and it's so hot out there. And they play for hours and hours at a time. 545-11919. Sunny Coast, where have you fainted in public? Tiana is from Pack Paradise. Hello.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Have you fainted?
Yes, I did. It was at one of the places I hate the most, the dentist.
Oh, wow. No. Is this because you've got a fear of dentists?
Yes, more so needles, but I was really nervous about the day. I had to get my wisdom tooth pulled out in the chair. And they pulled out the needle that they used to numb you up, and I took one look at the needle and I was like, nah, passed out, and yeah. I had to come back another time. It was not a nice time.
No. And then the next time when you came back, did they hide the needle from you? Like, don't look at this, Tiana.
They put me straight onto the happy gas and Valium.
Did they?
They put Bluey on the little TV to distract her. It also works with adults.
It was great. It was fine.
Oh, how awful. So,
part of you, Tiana, did part of you wake up from fainting and go, why didn't you just make the most of, like,
take the
wisdom tooth out while I'm not there? Like, I was just unconscious.
Right? Yes. I was pretty annoyed the fact that I had to reschedule and come back. You know, I'd already gone through a really bad sleep trying to work the courage up to, you know, get through the day. But
How big was this needle? I'm picturing, like, they pull it out and it's like a samurai sword size. It's like, shwing.
It's huge. Too big for the mouth.
Fair enough, sister.
Oh. Something they'd use on an elephant.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
That's one of the biggest songs in the country. One of the others is APT by Rosé. All you gotta do is just meet me at the very catchy, okay? And it's, I'm going to be honest, a little annoying sometimes. It is.
Yeah, over the summer holidays, had it in my head for like three days straight. It just didn't go away.
You would have gone insane.
Yeah.
Dan would have considered leaving you.
Yeah.
If it had gone on for any longer. Well, the internet has worked out why it's so catchy to people like us, millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little, you know, getting on a little bit into pop music. That's kind of a kid's thing now. New pop music. You know,
right.
We're getting a little old. We're 30.
Speak for yourself.
Well, you're 33.
Yeah, I meant speak for yourself about
you're
the getting
older than
old
me.
Part, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still feel young and fresh.
Well, have a listen. This is why I think we like it so much. Don't you want me like I want you, baby? Don't you need me like I need you now? Ready? See tomorrow, but tonight go crazy. All you gotta do is just meet me at the... My first kiss went a little like this. And twist.
Oh.
Samesies. Exactly the same as 303, My First Kiss, which came out in what, 2009?
303 featuring Kesha. Thank you very much.
It was,
okay.
too.
How dare you leave my girl out of it?
That's why we love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us back to the 2008-2009.
Yeah, right. What, just that exact song?
That song, but also a few others. Okay. I've done a little bit of digging. Have a listen to this one. Similar. And then I thought, well, hang on. It's not just that sort of 2008, 2009 era, because that was Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back even older. Have a listen.
Oh, your favourite. This is your most hated song of all time, isn't
most
it?
Hated song. And so just I've put them all together now. DJ Taz, this is his first ever remix.
Mm-hmm.
This is APT mixed with all the other songs that sound exactly the same. Right? They're all the same.
Isn't there a thing about pop music that it is all the same, like four bars or something? I don't know. There's some.
Is it the four chords or something with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah,
and
so
everything
can
be done.
Surprised.
I know.
But my question is, you love Apatur.
I do.
You hate Hey Mickey.
Yes.
Discuss.
There's a lot of grey area in there. It's like my most liked song and my most hated song.
Yeah.
They sound the same.
Is there room for you to come around to Hey Mickey and love it?
No, not at all. No.
Okay, in the meantime, just up
Fair enough.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, there is a danger to answering the phone when you're driving, not just because it's a distraction while you're driving, but if you've got any passengers, they are involved in your phone call.
Yeah,
you answer a phone call, it's you, it's the whole car talking to that person on the phone.
That's
right?
Why you've got to say, like, hey, so-and-so, I'm here with Ellie.
Totally.
Yeah.
Got a new girlfriend about a month in, okay, and I'm driving her back to her place. We're driving around the other day. Mm-hmm. And I get a phone call from an unknown mobile number. And I go, okay, maybe it's somebody from work or something like that. So I answer it, not knowing who it is. I answer it in the car.
Risky.
Loudspeaker, and it's not great reception. Mm-hmm. And all I hear is, oh, hey, it's Vanessa. How are you? Oh. And I dated a Vanessa last year.
Oh.
And my head instantly has gone, it's the chick that I dated about 6 months ago. And
which one?
I've now got the new, thank you. And, thank you for that.
Was heaps.
And I
to be fair, she could have said any name under the sun. And chances are you would have dated her.
Oh my gosh,
it's
a female. I've dated her. And so I had the new girlfriend in the passenger seat, and I've got a bit scared because I've gone, oh no, who's
this? Is
this?
Awkward.
And then she's kept talking, and I've realized she's from U Foods. And I've gone, oh, it's not the same chick.
Oh,
thank God for that. However, this phone call did go a little like this was an ex-girlfriend of mine desperate to get back together. So I've spent money on U Foods before.
Yeah. I thought you were doing it regularly.
I was. Mm. I was. But I recently stopped about 2 months ago, I think, just before Christmas. I stopped and they called, you know, the other day, unknown mobile number. It's Vanessa from U Foods. And they've said, hey, look, you've ordered this many boxes from us in the past. You used to do it a weekly.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to do it monthly? How would you like to get back together and would you just occasionally like to?
Yeah.
And I went, no thanks. I found someone new.
The U Foods girl wants to be friends with benefits.
It just felt a little bit like you're reaching back out to that person that you haven't heard in 3 or 4 weeks and you've gone, hey, are you like around? Are you like free?
You singing or no?
You're still single or like what? I'm free Friday. Do you wanna
with HelloFresh now or something? Is this a cross?
Well, my new
delivery?
Girlfriend loves cooking and she's always got extra food. So me pretty much saying to U Foods, I found someone new.
And she's in the car with me.
Exactly. I was kind of being like, well, sorry, U Foods, I've kind of cheated on you with a real person. I've actually found a real girlfriend now. But thanks anyway. And Vanessa was like, are you sure? Like, what can we do? I'm like, there's nothing you can do, Vanessa. It's not you. Vanessa. It's me. And I felt like it was like trying to break up with a gym. Trying to cancel a gym membership is the hardest thing ever. U Foods was the same. It just felt like ending a relationship.
Do you know what you should have done? You should have got your girlfriend to pipe up and be like, I'm his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Who are you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to get her to calm right down.
That would have scared Vanessa right away. She did say at the end, this call has been recorded for training purposes.
I hope that doesn't get used at the seminar.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I have seen the same photo pop up on like four different platforms today.
Is it you throwing up in the garden yesterday at Sugar Road that you did yesterday morning? That was why you weren't at work?
No, I don't. As far as I know, no one got footage of that.
I did say I would offer to buy anybody that had photos of that.
It was so
no one's come through yet.
So embarrassing. But no, not that. The photo that's gone viral is of a Queensland influencer named Jackson O'Doherty, also known as It's Jackson on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's been around for a while doing crazy stuff.
2.2 million followers he has on Insta.
Yeah, he's gone ballistic.
It's a big deal. Mm. Well, is this why? Because he has just posted an infringement notice that he's received from the Queensland government. A picture on a mobile phone camera has been snapped of him, not on his phone while driving.
A mobile phone camera it's supposed to be of your lap.
Yeah,
to see if you're using your phone.
Sit above you. Yeah, and take photos from above.
Gotcha.
He He's not using his phone. Instead, at the wheel of his car on the Pacific Motorway to the Gold Coast, he is cooking a steak. He's got a portable grill. He's got a fry pan. And he's got what looks like the world's biggest piece of rump just on above his wheel, yeah, resting on the dashboard.
What an idiot.
What an idiot!
I mean, it's funny, but it's...
No, Taz, it is dangerous. And I get it. He's done it as a prank because he's got 2.2 million followers and he's trying to come up with content to keep him entertained.
He's always known for doing these like stunts and stuff too.
Yeah. Mm.
You love him or you hate him kind of guy. Yep.
Don't be cooking a steak while you're driving, buddy. Go through Macca's and get a Wagyu burger and satisfy the craving that way.
And this isn't some lunatic doing it that doesn't realise they're doing anything wrong. He's done this on purpose to see what his fine would be.
Mm.
Because he's used the caption, cooking a steak whilst driving equals a $1,000 fine. But the photo is of his lap, right, with the portable cooker, the fry pan, the steak. He's then, he's got his tongs out with the steak. He's actually looking up at the camera through
his
windscreen. Yeah.
He's posing for it.
So he's done it. Oh, here we go.
What hands are on the steering wheel, Taz?
No, I can see both hands. One of them is on the frying pan, one's on the tongs. Yeah. It's
what
no good.
A drongo.
Yeah.
Absolute drongo. Put both your hands on the wheel.
Get him, Chaney.
What is it? 6 and 9? 2 and 4?
Two and 10, isn't it? 2 and 4 on the side.
What? 9 and 3?
Yeah, you could 9 and 3 it if you wanted.
What's the thing?
10 and 2.
I'm thinking of, is it 10 and 2?
It's 10 and 2.
Put your 10 and 2s out and stop cooking your steak.
Oh,
all right?
You get him, Chaney.
Yeah.
Wow.
I nailed that point home real hard.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFS.
Very topical song for what I was about to chat about. Last night, went out to the beautiful Hearthy restaurant along Alex there.
Yeah.
Love, just gorgeous food. However, something happened and I didn't know how I was supposed to proceed with what came to the table. Ordered a cocktail. We had cocktails. It was date night.
What'd you get? Pina colada?
Thank you.
God, I know you well.
If it's on the menu, I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. Came out with 2 straws. Have a look at that. It's a classic pina colada glass, but it's got 2 straws in it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate drinks that come out with 2 straws because if you try and use both, you look a little bit like a walrus.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work properly.
Did you pull him out and do the walrus gag with your girlfriend?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to keep the girlfriend this time.
Shame. Oh, that's a fail-safe way to make someone laugh.
Last year I was trying to scare them away, but this year I thought I'd try something a bit different. Yeah. Not do any walrus gags.
You had a 100% success rate last year.
Have you ever done the walrus gag successfully?
Of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I should be doing
it. It's right up there with when you get a green snake and you sneeze in your hand and you pretend it's come out of your nose.
Oh, kids love
classic
that
gags.
One. Classic gags, Chaney. That's what she is. So I didn't know how to proceed. Are you supposed to use the 2 straws when they give you the 2? Or are you supposed to only use 1 and it's like a drink to share?
Well, Taz.
What's going on?
You've come to the right place.
Oh, no.
Because?
I didn't want to come to the right place.
I, Ellie Chaney Investigations, solves mysteries, and I have 2 solutions to the 2-straw fiasco you've brought to my desk today.
Have you actually? Because I don't think 2-straw drinks should exist.
Okay.
Give me 1 straw. 1 straw is never not good enough. You're not going, oh, gee, I wish I had another one of these.
Mm-hmm. I have an answer that benefits the customer in this situation yourself, sir.
There's
and I
zero
have a,
benefits.
An answer that benefits the restaurant.
If your answer that benefits the customer is you get to do the walrus gag, I am going to go home.
It wasn't, but that's an added benefit.
Is it?
All right. As the customer,
uh-huh.
Can I ask a side note question?
Yep.
Were these straws paper?
They were, but they didn't break in the time that it took, so they were good quality paper straws.
Often, these paper straws will break in the time that it took. So, the restaurant's just saying, hey, buddy, I know that this is going to disintegrate in your mouth, but we want to save the turtles here at this restaurant.
Yes.
So, we're going to give you 2. When the first one disintegrates, just use the second one.
No, but then you'd have to take the second one out and keep it there.
No, you could just move it to the other side of the glass and just
it's still going to get as bad, though. It's still going to die in the drink.
No, but it's not dying up the top where you're sucking.
No.
Because that's where it usually disintegrates.
But
first.
It's still going to disintegrate. It's...
That's answer number 1.
All right, okay. Well, that's as good as I get at Ellie Chaney Investigations.
Answer number 2 that benefits the restaurant. This one's a bit more sinister. The restaurant is trying to get you to drink your drink in double the time by giving you two straws. Therefore, you finish it quickly, you order another drink.
Do you think two straws means that you get twice as much?
Well,
are you drinking twice as quickly with another straw?
Yeah, because you're getting double the amount.
If that's the real reason for the restaurant, why aren't they loading you up with like 15 straws?
Well, but that's just silly, Taz. Well,
that's just silly.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It is a very hot Friday afternoon. The heat wave has continued throughout the week. It is going to ease by tomorrow, though. Good news.
Now, we do get a lot of pictures sent to us being the radio station. Everybody's just sending us stuff that's going on around the sunny coast. One of them this afternoon came in from Adam. He's driving around in Bocarina and he says, wow, get a load of this. His dash... Mm-hmm. In his car says 39.5 degrees in Bocarina.
Yeah.
And I went, that is hot. And it is hot. But is it 39 really in Bocarina?
Nah, the Bureau says it's 35.1 right now.
Really?
You know, I think that there's lies floating around in cars across the coast.
The car dashes are sometimes not even close.
Yeah.
I think they're thrown off by the engine. The engine's making a lot of heat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an experiment, a live experiment on the radio. This is why we have a radio show.
Mm.
We can get to the bottom of this. 545-11919. How hot is it according to your car dash?
Sarah is in Sippy Down. Sarah, are you driving right this second?
I'm on hands-free, but yes.
Great. Yeah, great. No, that's good.
We weren't trying to catch you out. Yeah. We're not the police, Sarah. But
it's more so take us into your car because we want to know how hot it is right now according to your car.
It says outside is 38 degrees.
Oh, and what suburb are you in right this second?
I'm in Sippy Downs actually, almost home.
Okay. All right. I'm going to my sources at the Bureau.
Yep.
And I'm finding out from them what the exact current temperature is in Sippy and if it beats...
I think the car lies. I think the car's just making it up. It's the engine's hot anyway, so it's using that. It's always warmer than I think the official temp is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the case.
Yeah.
In this case, Tassie,
yeah.
In Sippy Downs, it is 36 degrees on the nose. Your car's a liar, Sarah.
No, maybe the weather radar is because the car's right there. Like, where's the weather radar on the internet getting its sources from? I think it should have a feels like section where it says it feels like it's 40 degrees.
To be fair, actually, funny you say that because the weather app does have a feels like. And what did you say your car said it was?
38.
It says it's 38.
38 on the, it's 38.9 feels like.
For a feels like
bomb.
Maybe the car is going off a feels like. It's going, you know what, I'm getting a vibe of 38.
Sarah.
The car's in it. I say it's telling the truth.
Okay.
Going off the car.
Wow. You really back your car there.
And I was going to say, I used to, like, drive for work. I was a community nurse. Mm-hmm. And we used to drive up near that big, I don't remember what it's called now, but it's up in the hinterland. And it's got, like, a real cold spot on the road as you go past the mountain.
Yeah,
it's a thing. It's a thing. You go past Landsborough and you go up the hill heading towards, like, Mount Mullaney, I think.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a shoulder on the road and your car thermometer literally drops, like, 5 degrees as you drive past it.
Oh, we are testing this out next week, Sarah. Yeah, I've never heard of this. I've grown up here on the sunny coast, never heard of this cold spot on the road.
No, it's a thing. Ask anyone from Mullaney and you'll hear about it.
Oh, my goodness.
The Mullaney cold spot.
Done. Sarah, yep. We're going to test that out next week.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Sarah. All right, that's an interesting bit of information. Louise is from Alex. Hi, Louise.
Hello, Ali. How are you?
Well, thank you. Tell us, what does your car say right now is the temperature?
37 degrees and I'm in Palmwoods.
Palmwoods, all
37
right.
37 degrees in Palmwoods. We're just going to cross-reference it to the Bureau's official stats.
Slightly closer.
Yes.
Than Sarah's call. In Palmwoods right now it's 35.4 degrees.
Oh, we're not going to count points, are we?
Yeah, we are, because we are doing a mathematical experiment here.
35.4.
Exactly. We've got to go to the point.
The feels like temperature in Palmwoods is 39.7.
Oh, so it's not even feels like.
No. So that dispels that theory as well.
We thought we were onto something, Louise. Vetties. Thank you so much for helping us with our experiment this afternoon.
No problem. Have a great afternoon.
You too, Louise. You are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thank you, Ali. Have a lovely long weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too. Oh, this has been beautiful. We do science. We make friends. I love my job.
The heat's making her delirious, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I know I've said it before. I know, in fact, I say it probably once a week on this show. I've found another income stream.
Finally, because your second, your elliechaney.com.au still is not on the front page of Google. Even when you Google your own name, you don't come up. That's how hard you are to find online.
You know what? I got an inquiry on my website the other day and I responded to them and they have not gotten back to me.
Good. Just like when you took over my Tinder last year.
Yep, exactly.
You'd send a message, you scared them away with your wall-to-wall gags that you promised.
I loved it. No, but this job, Tazzy.
Maybe they're too busy laughing to respond at your message. Maybe it's just so funny.
That could be.
Give them a week to get their breath back.
I've killed chicks from making them laugh too much.
You have.
Sounds about right. No, this is a legitimate job that's being advertised at the moment. The job is called Chief Hangover Officer. Now, the job requires travelling the world, drinking responsibly, of course, and testing hangover remedies from around the world.
Wow.
You'll earn 100K plus super.
100K?
100K as the base salary plus all travel expenses.
Yes.
Flights, accommodation, travel, and, of course, booze.
I was going to say, what about the drinks?
And if you stumble across a new ingredient for the hangover cure.
As you stumble across is a very poor choice of words for this.
Then you get a 20K bonus. So they want you to go to different places like Sicily and you eat dried bull pizzle. I don't know what that is.
Excuse me.
You go to Puerto Rico and you squash lemons under your armpits.
Right.
You go to Estonia and you wear vodka-soaked socks to bed. I mean, you've got to do some tricks.
How do I spell pizzle?
I don't know. Now I've said it, I'm concerned that I've said it on the radio.
Guess what you think dried bull pizzle is.
Poop? Bull poo?
Bull pizzle is dried bull penis used as a chewing treat for dogs. What are you doing? Did you fact check this story at all?
I'm just reading out the legitimate job advertisement. It's for Alk Ease, which is a, you know, hangover cure company.
They want you to do weird stuff. They're going to give you $100,000 to just go around the world eating a whole heap of weird
Well, they're ancient remedies for curing
hangovers.
Oh, are
they? Yeah, right.
Apparently.
Oh, you don't feel too well, mate? Here, chew on this bull pizzle.
For this job, where you get to travel the world with all expenses paid and earn money whilst doing it, I'd probably eat the bull pizzle. if it's good enough for dogs to chew.
If I can get a bull pizzle here in the studio, would you eat it on
the
show?
Am I getting the $100,000 plus super?
No. You're getting close to that for this show.
Flights, accommodation, travel, and, of course, booze?
No.
Well, then I'm not eating the bull pizzle.
Okay. Just me then. More for me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, if you've got emails on your phone or at work or whatever, you're going to be getting a lot of emails over a long weekend, for example. You come in on Tuesday. Yeah, well, not everybody's like you with fewer emails. I've got lots of emails on a Tuesday.
From work?
Yeah.
Do you? Who's emailing? Shouldn't we all be just sitting back relaxing?
I'm subscribed to all of the, like, news stations.
Oh, yeah.
TV stations.
Never, yeah, like,
A lot of PR companies. There's talk about this on the show. And I'm like, that's crap. No, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, God, we do get a lot of them.
A lot of those.
You're right. There's a fair few.
You get a lot of emails that come in. And especially with a building like this, there's lots of different stuff going on all the time. I have different categories to sort my emails out, right? Promotions, Ellie and Taz stuff, you know, it's just stuff for Taz. Personal things, you know, maybe I'm signing up for stuff and I need an email address to use.
Oh, that's when you use your spam account.
Maybe this is my spam account.
Oh, okay. The only personal thing I've signed up for in my work email is the dog food subscription I have because I got 50% off if it was a new user.
Yeah, you've used my email addresses as well. So if you have a spare email address that you don't mind Ellie using, give us a call.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, but what I want to bring up is you let us know how you sort your emails. You are a psychopath.
Apparently I'm the only one in the office who does this. The way I sort my emails is I do not. I don't have a single folder in my emails. Everything just goes in my inbox. Or in my bin.
Yeah.
Or in my spam.
How many things in your inbox right now?
Oh, I don't know.
Hundreds?
And I don't delete stuff.
No.
Like, oh, thousands. Thousands. I've had this same email address for the last 5 years since I've
thousands
worked here.
Thousands of emails are just sitting opened in your inbox.
Yeah, but it's so good because if I want to look for something.
It's not so good.
If I want to look for something, I've just got the one folder to search through. Like if I just, I don't have to be like, I'm going to have to filter this one into sales or promotions. Oh, which one was it in? I just search the one inbox and all of those ones come up.
Okay, Sunny Coast, who's right here? 545-11919. How are you sorting your emails?
Mm.
Let us know. Are you a Cheney and you just leave everything in the one inbox, or you're like me, you've got a couple of folders, you're storing them away?
I would like to know just if there's anyone out there who doesn't also sort them. Like, if,
I'm sure you're not
like
alone.
You
reckon? I'm sure you're not alone.
Because everyone we've told in this office is like, you're a psycho, Ellie. I'm like, no, just keep it all in the one place.
Which side of the fence do you fall on?
Yeah, I've been branded a psychopath for not sorting any of my work emails into folders, just letting them all go in the one inbox.
Who branded you for that?
Big Boss Benny. He's a psychopath. He's got a different folder for each person in the workplace.
Yeah, he does.
So if I email him, I've got, you and I have got a joint folder. Everyone else gets their own.
That's because I don't like to email him.
Oh, absolutely not. If I do, it's like, well, you don't come in today, bruh.
We're just going to play music. We're not actually going to do our show this afternoon.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones, though. Andrew in Kaluan. Hello. Tell us, how do you sort your emails, bud?
Ellie, I'm 100% with you, but you've got to delete.
Yeah.
You've got to delete your unnecessary stuff, like your things you don't have to action, things you don't have to refer back to, because one day you'll get a message saying that the inbox is full.
I'm dreading that day. I really am. Do you know what, Andrew? Yeah. I, little insight. Yeah. I save that task of deleting stuff till I'm either at the hairdresser's or on a plane. I'm stuck sitting somewhere with nowhere to go and I have to delete them then. That's my purge day.
Yeah. You've got spam and junk and all that. You've got to delete stuff out of too. So you've already got different folders you don't know about.
Yeah, I like checking spam. It's a bit of fun. Just seeing what I'm being sent.
It's a bit of fun.
It's a hobby for me. Thanks, Andrew.
And I'm the nerd of the show.
Great
weird.
Advice. We'll go to Lauren in Noosa. Is that you?
It is. Hey, guys.
Hi, Loz. Are you sorting your emails, or are you like me and just it's a free-for-all in there?
Look, I tried to be like Tad. I have, like, you know, I've made the folders up.
Yeah.
But then I just get so bored, like, flicking them over to that folder, and then I forget I've made that folder. So now I've sort of reverted back to the old school.
You've done the hardest part, Lauren. You're so close.
I know, but it's a commitment I just can't stick to.
Right. We've got enough to do in our lives.
It's just so hard.
What are you doing with all that time that you've saved, Lauren? What are you doing with that?
What do you mean that time that I've saved? What time have I saved?
Yeah.
Exactly. So why not just move them over to the folders?
She's scrolling Instagram, okay?
But it's a headache. You've got them there and then you start something new, like high school. My daughter's going to high school. So now I've got, like, all these high school emails. I don't have a folder for that. I don't have the time to make a folder tab.
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
Seriously.
Very busy.
Come on.
It's added pressure as well. Like, opening your emails and knowing you have to sort, that's just another errand in life that you don't need.
I'd rather just go select all, delete, and then go, oh, sorry, I didn't receive that email.
Great tactic.
Love it,
Love
Loz.
It. Thanks, Loz. We'll go to Maddie and Yamundi. Maddie, are you an email sorter?
Come on.
Depends on what email account.
Okay, work email.
Sorted.
Yes! Ah. I'll take one member. One other member.
I'll one-up you two, Taz. Yeah. I don't manually sort it. I have automatic rules set up so it does it itself, because I'm not sitting here and clicking a button for every single email I get here. I want you to go into this folder. It does it all by itself.
Oh. What have you got? Oh, stop the show. Maddie, what are these rules? How do we do that?
Well, it depends. What are you using? My 365 Microsoft?
I think so.
Oh, here we go. IT chat begins.
Yeah.
If
you open up one of your emails, at the top you'll have, like, move to folder. Right next to that, it'll be a create rule. So you can create a rule to have it automatically go into folder if it contains a specific phrase in the subject line.
So hang on.
From a specific email.
Ellie doesn't like sorting, but would you do it if it was automatic?
I'm not gonna lie. Like that, all that tech chat, I just tuned out. It was too much for me, even hearing about it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The highlight tape. 3, 2, 1.
Another week on the Ellie and Taz show, or should I say the Taz and...
Ellie Gags Chaney, she was known as back in Perth. Hey. Did you come up with that nickname yourself and you're like, hey guys, call me Gags?
Look, who knows the origins of the nickname? Well, does Spider-Man know his origins?
Yeah, he's literally a spider and a man. Oh. And he also comes up with his own name because he's uncle.
Okay. Well, sorry that I'm like Spider-Man then.
And uncool, and no, you came up with your own nickname.
I'm saving the universe with gags, the power of gags. And it's lucky, to be honest, I've got the power of gags because I'm not getting picked for any other roles in society. I've never done jury duty, have you?
Have you not?
No, I really want to.
I think I've been asked to a couple of times, but I've never made it to being a juror.
I'd love to do it.
Would you? Oh, I don't think you can request. I don't think you can put your hand up and go, well, I'd love to do that thing, please.
Government, if you're listening, sign me up. I'm keen to... sentence some criminals.
Oh, no.
Or set them free, whatever they may do. So being a juror's out. Probably can't make it as a driving instructor either. Put both your hands on the wheel.
Get him, Chaney.
What is it? 6 and 9? 2 and 4?
2 and 10, isn't it? 2 and 4. On the side.
We got excited by a job ad for a chief hangover officer, but when we delved a little deeper, thought maybe that wasn't for us either. So they want you to go to different places like Sicily and you eat dried bull pizzle. I don't know what that is.
Excuse me. Bull pizzle is dried bull penis used as a chewing treat for dogs.
They're ancient remedies for curing
hangovers. Oh, are they? Yeah, right.
Apparently.
Oh, you don't feel too well, mate? This bull pizzle.
So I guess with all of those jobs out of the question, we just have to stick with what we know. Doing radio. But sometimes we get that wrong too. Kiddos, this is your second last chance to play Under the Pump Kids.
Ever.
No, just before school goes back.
Oh, before school goes back.
We'll play again next week. Don't you worry about that.
Also, we play in the mornings. Mornings.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. All right, so there's heaps more chances, but why not seize the day and seize the opportunity today? Oh, and bringing gags, of course. Taz had a perler.
They got some wooden stakes and sharpened the top and they put them in the front lawn and I was running around and one went like an inch up into my heel.
Oh!
You could have left it there, Suzanne, and you would have had an inbuilt stiletto.
But it was nothing compared to what I branded the greatest joke of all time. I've said, would you like the orange juice squeezed in Ruchador or on site? My friend Amy has then replied saying, squeezed on site so we know it's authentic. None of that plastic stuff that comes in bottles. Here it is. My response. What? You think I'm just going to go to Woolies and do a nudie run? Three people in this studio, you're all laughing.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.